dozens of people roam in and out of UNC's student union while sophomore Alice Wilder uses the time in between class to check her Twitter. Wilder calls herself an activist and says she uses social media to discuss causes important to her. She recently sent out a tweet that elicited a strong reaction.
Oh, okay, here we are.
She tweeted about how she sometimes feels uneasy walking across campus and being catcalled.
I just said, as a student, there is so much anxiety walking past frat houses, and then this Twitter user said, something tells me they aren't sitting on their porches catcalling your type.
This wasn't the first time Wilder had been harassed on Twitter. This summer, she tweeted about feeling nervous running at night, and a stranger responded with,
something along the lines of, you're too ugly to be raped. But after that, I just, like, didn't go on Twitter for about, like, 2 weeks, probably. Because it was just going to end up causing me, like, too much stress.
Wilder's story is a spotlight into the darker side of the cyber world. A recent study by the Pew Research Center found 40% of adult online users have personally experienced internet harassment. Young adults aged 18 to 24 were the most likely to be harassed. 1 in 4 women in that age group said they'd been stalked online. Wilder says these things happen more than people realize.
A lot of feminists I know get these things pretty constantly. I have a friend who has a folder on her desktop where she just screenshots death threats and then just sends them to the police as they come in. Like, she has a folder. Like, that's regular.
But bringing a case from the computer screen to the courtroom can be tricky. In North Carolina, cyberstalking is a Class 2 misdemeanor and is the closest thing the state has to an online harassment law. There are more than 1,700 cases statewide in the last fiscal year, but Orange and Chatham County District Attorney Jim Woodall says it's a hard crime to prove.
Whenever people are using electronic devices, even though there may be a record somewhere, the difficulty in getting to that record, the expense, the time, makes it virtually impossible to use that record whenever you're prosecuting a misdemeanor case.
Woodall says it's even a challenge to identify harassers because so much of the web is anonymous. That includes Twitter and online multiplayer video games. The Pew study found that young men were more likely to report being harassed while playing video games. UNC senior Moses Richards has loved video games since he was 7, but doesn't like people playing under fake names.
Because if you're playing a game like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, if people aren't dropping the N-word, the F-word, they're hidden behind a random name and they could be anywhere in the world, it's impossible to find out who's talking. The best option the video game even gives you is to report someone. And yeah, that takes them out of your game, but it doesn't do anything about them continuing to be a problem.
Back at the student union, Wilder agrees and says sites like Twitter have a responsibility to treat harassment as a serious problem before more people get hurt.
At least for me, it's not like, will I get a death threat at some point in my life? It's more of like a, when will it happen? Because it feels like inevitable. Like, if you get a certain amount of media attention, then people will start to like come for you and your family.
Last week, Twitter announced a policy that allows users to report online harassment with more detail. It's part of a partnership with the nonprofit group Women, Action, and the Media, or WAM. Victims can fill out a form to report online abuse, but the form is not easy to find. It's available only through WAM's website. In Chapel Hill, I'm Charlie Shelton.